Welcome back to our program, A Thoughtful Hour. I am Pastor Garrett Morgan here with my good friend David.
David Bolduc, Strong Tower Radio.
Wonderful. And we're so happy that you came and joined us. We got the name A Thoughtful Hour from the book Desire of Ages towards the end, actually the next to the last paragraph of chapter 8 of the book Desire of Ages. And it says, it would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point, let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones.
These thoughts that we're coming up with this is giving us such a detail of the life of Christ that whenever you gloss over, you just read through it, if you stop and compare scripture with scripture and look at the words, it brings to the point that you're almost there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it talks to us and it gives us that great hope that we have that Jesus, in order for him to come back as a conquering king, first came as a lamb to the slaughter.
That's right. He was the Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God, the roots and the offspring of Judah.
Yes.
Right? And I love how Revelation puts that. But anyway, last time that we met, we talked about the 10 virgins, and we talked about, you know, Christ and there in Matthew chapter 24, and how the Jewish people were so proud of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and in fact, I was reading again Desire of Ages, and it mentions that the Jewish nation looked at Jerusalem as heaven.
Yeah.
As their heaven.
Wow.
And then Jesus comes along and says, no, that's going to be destroyed.
It's going to be, not one stone will stand upon the other.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And so we talked about that this last time as well, and I'm sure that those will be archived and everything, but now we're taking a step, and we're kind of doing a flashback here in the narrative.
Mm-hmm, right.
We get to the what we call the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we find that Judas is plotting against Christ at this point.
Because something had happened previous to this mm-hmm. that really set Judas off. And we see that in Matthew 26, where it kind of gives us a flashback to that, that Simon, who was apparently looks like it was Judas's father, had held a feast for Jesus, and Mary Magdalene had washed Jesus's feet with spikenard.
Right. And we talked about that, and Judas, of course, opposed it quite verbally.
And even Simon, like, you don't know who, you know, and this was the second time mm-hmm. that Mary had done this.
Right.
And Simon had said, if you knew who this woman was that's touching you, you wouldn't be letting her touch you.
Right. It reminds me like when the children come to Jesus and the disciples try to push them away.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, what are you doing? These are my children. These
right.
are my people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Judas is already ticked off.
Yeah.
And it even says here, and I find it interesting in the narrative of Luke, it says, and this is before the Last Supper here, it says very, I mean, just out there in Luke 22:3, it says, then entered Satan into Judas.
Wow.
So at least how I read that, it seems to me that he's almost possessed at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowed the devil to have that much control.
Because of pride or something that the Lord had done, and it wasn't anything the Lord had done, but mm-hmm. in his mindset, the Lord didn't do what I thought should be done, and so we're splitting paths here.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll get him. Mm-hmm. I will fix this situation myself.
Absolutely. And that he does. He goes and makes that backroom deal mm-hmm. for those pieces
right.
of silver.
Yeah.
And so everything is lined up. And I can't wait till when we get here because it's just a powerful moment of the life of Christ, but setting up for Gethsemane and the
trail. But isn't it interesting that 30 pieces of silver was mm-hmm. the price of a servant?
Absolutely. A slave almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Christ, the creator of man, the creator of the universe, was sold for.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And you know, you mentioned Desire of Ages. If our listeners want a copy of Desire of Ages, please call us here at Strong Tower Radio at 231-468-2087. And either if somebody picks up the phone, which they should, go ahead and tell them you want the Desire of Ages, the free offer, or just leave a voicemail, or just go on our website and there's information there that you can send us an email or just get in touch with us. If you want a copy, we'll get one to you. Just let us know.
Amen. And that book is, of course, not in place of the Bible, but
no,
it gives some
not.
Specific, awesome insights.
Yeah, and it's chronological in order. That's the neat thing about it. It starts before his birth mm-hmm. all the way to the point after the resurrection. It gives a complete picture of the life of Christ.
Amen. I think it was Billy Graham's favorite book on the life of Christ
really?
Besides the Bible.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. So, okay, so we took a look at Judas here. and we see that there's a lot going on in his life, and we're flashing back to this feast that takes place that we call the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus tells, and this is again in Luke 22, Jesus tells Peter and John to go find a place for the Passover or the Last Supper to happen.
But it's interesting how he does that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you're going to see this.
Yeah.
And just like he had done with the donkey riding down the hill mm-hmm. on Palm Sunday,
yep.
it just wasn't, oh, there's one, let's go get it. He said, here's what you need to do. And, you know, that one of the principles of the kingdom of heaven is hearing and doing.
Yes.
And so whenever the disciples did these things, it's amazing. And to us, it's amazing. But it's just in God's natural plan
mm-hmm.
that whenever he says this is going to happen, it does happen in that time frame.
Amen. So Christ, and a lot of people think that Messiah and prophet cannot coexist. But just as much as Christ was the Messiah, he was also prophetic.
Yes.
And we see that here, not just with the colt, the foal of a donkey
right.
there, but we also see it here in them looking for a room. And like you said, very specifically, there in Luke chapter 22, verse 10,
mm-hmm.
he says, behold, you'll enter the city. There will a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters and talk about a large upper room. So just the fact they were able to get this place in what is, we know, a very busy town
right.
during this time.
Exactly. And this was Thursday.
Right.
Before Passover was coming Friday evening at sunset.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this was very busy.
Very busy time. So any room or any place to stay that would have been, there wouldn't have been any vacancy in my mind.
Kind of reminds you whenever Christ was born, there was no vacancy
yeah,
in the end.
Exactly. But he found a spot and it was humble when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that this large, I mean, it says it was a large upper room that was furnished.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a decent spot.
Exactly.
For this Last Supper to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christ is there and he gathers his disciples into this room that's a miracle anyway. And he begins this, like the term is, Last Supper, this last meal
right.
with his disciples.
But it's not the Passover meal.
Correct.
And how do we know that?
And that's a really good point. So we have to get into the time frame here. First of all, one thing that we need to mention is, remember the Jewish mind, days didn't start for them at midnight.
Right.
Like our Roman time frame mm-hmm. happens today.
Exactly. Yeah.
It started sunset to sundown.
Right.
Yeah. And we see that. It's biblical. They take that from Genesis 1, in the evening and the morning.
Right, exactly. The evening and the morning. So it's the dark part of the day
mm-hmm.
followed by the light part of the day. And so at the next termination, the sun sets. That's mm-hmm. another day. And in the Jewish mindset, Sabbath, being the seventh day of the week,
mm-hmm.
doesn't end until the sky is not red anymore. I just learned that a few weeks ago. I was like, isn't that amazing?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And we know that Christ died on Good Friday,
right?
Before exactly. the sun set mm-hmm. completely.
Yes.
I mean, it was dark because of God.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Sabbath yet.
It wasn't Sabbath yet.
And so, and that for us, you know, talking about the Sabbath, that's why we celebrate Sabbath starting on Friday night,
right.
sunset
mm-hmm.
to sunset Sabbath
yes.
evening.
Right.
We're going according to the most biblical method that we
can.
And
you know, there's something special about Friday evening.
Oh.
Anywhere you go, whether you're with Sabbath keepers or not, there's some energy mm. on Friday evening that's not there any other night of the week.
It's true.
There's something about it.
And you mentioned energy. There's like this peaceful energy,
yeah.
right? Like, I almost call it like Friday night shutdown.
Yeah.
Like, everything just slows
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it does.
And yeah. But anyway, so, and one of the reasons we also know that this wasn't the Passover meal was because you'll remember when Jesus was being tried
mm-hmm.
unjustly, might I add.
Right, exactly.
The Jewish leaders would not enter into the court of law.
They would not go into Pilate's house because
no.
he said, if we go into a Gentile's house, we're going to be
unfit.
Unfit, yeah.
Yeah, we're unclean typically.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So we know that this wasn't the Passover meal.
No.
But it was part of the Passover timing.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that this was the Last Supper that Christ ate with his disciples.
Yeah.
But anyway, with this, and as we're talking about this Last Supper here, we see, you know, Christ asking them to do this in remembrance of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that the tone that Christ is setting here is quite serious.
He's serious, but he's very humble too.
Oh, yeah.
Because he walks in there and nobody gets up to wash feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been through this before with other people that had hosted events for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sat there. And so here's the disciples, they're doing the same thing. And they've got this whole who's the greatest thing still going through their heads.
Right.
And I want to sit next to him. I know I want. It's like kids in the backseat of the car. Guys, stop mm-hmm. fussing.
Right.
And here they were to be with the Lord. And Passover was such a special time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still infighting, like, who's the greatest?
Right.
And so Jesus says, okay, I'll take care of this.
And you wonder, because, you know, washing the feet was something that a servant would usually do. Mm-hmm. It was something that was almost expected.
Right.
Right? And you wonder if the disciples remembered what Mary Magdalene had not too long ago done
right.
for Jesus.
And that scent would still be on him.
Yeah.
It appears in the timeline, if you look in the Gospel Harmonies, that probably happened on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
But that much mm-hmm. spikenard on his head and on his feet.
Lingered.
It would still be very powerful.
Definitely. And not to get off topic, but going back, you remember it talks about how she washed his feet with her tears
mm-hmm.
and dried it with her hair?
Yeah.
You know, I often thought when I was reading that, like, okay, she must have been weeping
oh, yeah.
to do that. But actually, when you take a look at, they actually had back in those days, when a woman would cry, did you know that they would catch their tears in bottles?
I've seen that in the scripture where he catches our tears in the bottle.
And that's cultural. So Mary Magdalene, when she washed his feet with her tears, it's very likely that she had a bottle of her tears
oh, wow.
that she poured upon the feet of Christ,
wow.
which is massively symbolic because what she was saying was all of her past sorrows and hurts with Mary Magdalene had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She poured at the feet of Christ.
And isn't it interesting that Christ can take away all of that?
Oh.
Can you imagine all of the worries and the griefs we have? You know, I just heard some things just before we came into the studio. It's like, oh, Lord, how can people? There's so much grief out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Christ, it's not that he just strips it from you.
Right.
He takes it away literally.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you peace in the place of that.
Absolutely. And we're not trying to rush here because, you know, this Last Supper, there's so much there when we talk about the ordinance of humility or mm-hmm. washing of feet,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
That's something that we as a church, we practice.
Right.
And I know a lot of other churches don't, but going and not just washing someone's feet, but praying with them, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
It's so meaningful knowing that that's what Christ did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, and I don't want to get off topic here because we only have like a minute and a half left.
Exactly.
Time flies. But it's when communion happens at church sometimes and people know that the foot washing is happening, a lot of people don't show up.
Mm, I've seen that.
And I think it's because it's so uncomfortable.
It is.
And I think that's the point.
Yeah. Why would Christ make it comfortable? In the sense, sin, hiding sin is comfortable.
Yeah.
Revealing sin or just making yourself open to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's his way.
And you look at Peter, like Peter didn't want his feet washed by Christ.
Right.
Give me a bath. Don't yeah. wash my feet. And so you see again, Peter just struggling yeah. with this.
Yeah.
And I think some of our people do today as well.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable, but at the same time, it's a blessing.
Oh, totally. So worth it. Being able to do that with people, whether it's your spouse, whether mm-hmm. it's somebody that you usually don't talk to, that humility, it teaches you that.
It does.
It certainly does. So anyway, we don't have time to get into the entire Last Supper. We'll have to do that next episode leading up into that. But hey, again, thank you so much for joining us here on this episode of A Thoughtful Hour. We will see you next time here at Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.